That's something I've campaigned on for 5 or 6 years. I'm the only Irish member on the group here in the European Parliament who've been working on it. But we were hitting our head against a stone wall for 4 or 5 years because the Commission wouldn't act. They said it was up to the Member States. The Member States didn't want to act individually because they said it was up to the Commission. So we had to work our way around it. And thankfully, last February, we put a resolution to Parliament which compelled the Commission to investigate it. They had a public consultation during the summer. The response was enormous compared to previous public consultations. Over 4.5 million responded. The biggest before that was 350,000. And for me, which was most delightful, 80% of people said their experience of the clock change over their lifetimes was negative or very negative. And even better still, over 80% as well said that they wanted to see summertime, not wintertime, all year round. So I think this was a kind of a wake-up call for the Commission. They didn't think that the parliamentarians were so in touch with the people on the ground. They've decided now they better get in touch with the people on the ground, and they have proposed that we would put the clocks forward for the last time. But there's an opt-out clause for countries who'd want to keep winter time. No country will be able to have both. In other words, the clock won't go forward and back twice a year anymore. You'll decide whether you want summertime or wintertime. But if a country wants to keep wintertime, they will have to give 18 months' notice so everybody can plan. But judging by the results, if 80% of people want summertime all year round, I think that's what we're going to have.
And the timescale seems to be pretty short as well, so countries will have to make up their minds pretty quickly.
Yes, and that's one of the questions people ask me. Why can't we do it sooner? The reason is the countries will have to consult, make their own decision, and then all that will have to feed into the European Union, and then everybody agrees that they will finish it. So that will be a very interesting day to look forward to, hopefully, when we put the clocks forward for the last time.
And there still will be that time difference, though, between Ireland and Britain and mainland Europe, presumably.
Yeah, we have 3 time zones in Europe at the minute. For instance, we're here in Strasbourg and in Brussels. We're an hour ahead of Ireland. That will remain. So the 3 time zones will remain. So nothing really will be disrupted, except that we'll have summertime and we'll keep it and we won't bother putting it back in the winter.